You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I'm joined by Representative Andy Schwartz. He's here to talk about a swap meet that he is hosting tomorrow at the Teton County Library, Wednesday, October 25th, from 6 to 7:30 at Ordway Auditorium. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brennan. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And before we jump in here, I just want to take a brief moment to explain what exactly a swap meet is, because it's relatively new. It's happening at Teton County Library. It's like a book club with the less commitment. So what happens is each week a different representative here in Jackson or Wyoming has the reign to choose an article to read. So way shorter than a book, easier to commit to. And then you're invited to join for an open discussion. So Andy, you went to Mark Newcomb's a couple weeks ago. What was your takeaway from that?
My biggest reaction was that it was a very open conversation amongst, there were probably 20 people there, and everybody had an opportunity to make comments. And it was, there was no right, no wrong, no, you know, no form to it. It was just a very fun conversation.
Yeah, Andy, you represent Teton County in the Wyoming State Legislature. Can you give our listeners a little insight into what exactly you do?
Such a wonderful question. Basically, just background, for 12 years, I was a county commissioner here in Teton County. And I must admit, when I first took the job, I didn't realize, basically, you are one of five CEOs of a corporation. And most of what you do doesn't get noticed that much. It's just running a corporation. And to a certain extent, that's the same in Cheyenne. There's many of these big departments, the Department of Education, Department of Health, and it's our job to manage these governmental operations.
And you guys will be back in session in February?
February 12th, I believe.
Yeah, so your story you chose is a New York Times magazine piece. It's titled, America is Struggling to Sort Out Where, quote, Violence Begins and Ends. Andy, what made you select this article for the swap meet?
I guess really the fundamental reason was I think that the national discourse has gone awry. And I don't think we're having good conversation anymore. I think the polarization of the media is a factor. I think we're not focusing on the issues we need to be focusing on. And this article isn't necessarily about that, but it touches on pieces of it. Because I think the nature of speech in the public dialogue is very important, and we need to talk about it.
Yeah, something that I took away from the article that I'd like to touch on is, you know, it talks about the First Amendment. And within the First Amendment, there's doctrine that criminalizes, you know, a strip of abusive speech. For example, like directly inciting violence or, quote, spewing credible threats. But where do we draw the line here? How do we determine what speech is violent? It's hard to fully decide what is violent speech.
Right. I just finished reading Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. And in that book, they reference a statement made by General Sherman that the only good Indian is a dead Indian. Now, in my mind, that is clearly violent speech. That is basically telling people it is okay to go kill person. The question is, I mean, this is really the premise of the article, is the nature of violent speech. And if the assumption is there is such a thing, which I agree, and then the question is how we deal with it. What's going on at the University of Florida last week, at University of California in Berkeley for the last 50 years, this discussion of the nature of speech and do you allow speech that you don't like to happen on campus, it's a very important issue. I don't have an answer to it. My inclination is that you allow it until it crosses whatever that very difficult line is. And when it crosses that line, you don't. And everybody has their own version of where the line is.
If you're just joining us, I'm here with Representative Andy Schwartz, and we're discussing his upcoming swap meet that he's going to be leading at the Teton County Library tomorrow night from 6 to 7:30 at the Ordway Auditorium. The discussion will be based around a New York Times magazine article that he chose titled, America is Struggling to Sort Out Where Violence Begins and Ends. Something else that the article talked about was the summer in New York City where there was a play going on, Julius Caesar, and Trump was Caesar. And there were some people who were protesting the play that went on to the stage. And, you know, Trump was depicted as Caesar, so there was violence there. But, I mean, does that cross the line in your perspective?
In my perspective, no. And especially because art is a little different than just discourse. And it wasn't as though they created the play. This play is 500 years old. And Julius, it's based on history. And all they really did was make Caesar a Trump character. But I can understand why people were upset by that. Well, actually, I can't. But I can understand. I don't know. I'm not sure I can understand that one. I thought that one was uncalled for. But yeah, it was a reaction, and I think it was they were actually denying free speech to the people who interpreted the play that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's still on the spectrum of this freedom of speech and violent speech that's kind of becoming harder and harder to decipher. Right.
But I don't think that play was inciting violence, and I think that's really that's where the line is, and how, which is still not easy to determine. But when you're inciting violence, that's very different than when you're just making references to violence in general.
Yeah, and part of the reason I think that you chose this article to talk about at the swap meet tomorrow night is, I mean, the discourse in this country, from my perspective, is just getting more and more emotion-based. And as a country, as we become more polarized, I mean, how long do you think this has been building? Do you think it's as bad as it's going to get? What are your thoughts on this?
I was asked a question about a year ago. I did a thing at the library. Actually, it wasn't that long. It was Madison Day. It was whatever, the Constitution Day. And somebody asked that, don't you think this is the worst it's ever been in the United States? And I said, well, probably not, because in the 1840s and 50s, when the discussion about slavery was going on, we wound up in a war. And clearly that is worse than what we're in now. This is nothing new in the American discourse. I think it's gotten worse of late because of the nature of the media now, where you can select your own media source that reinforces whatever your belief is. But that's not all it is, because in all the years I was a county commissioner, there were often times I had that sense of there were things you could and could not say in Teton County, whether it was about tourism or you know, wildlife. And we do that here too. And there's this, it's not total censorship, but there is a right and a wrong that is kind of applied to the discourse here.
Well, Andy, thanks for coming onto the radio today and talking a little bit about the article that you chose. If you want to continue this discussion, you can meet Andy Schwartz at the Teton County Library for the swap meet tomorrow from 6 to 7:30. Andy, thanks again.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.